You're listening to Coffee with Cassandra. Methodist Healthcare Ministries is a not-for-profit organization with a unique care model. We serve 74 counties across South Texas with the same quality, compassionate care to each of our patients and clients. From direct services to grant making and community partnerships, we live by our mission of serving humanity to honor God. I recently spoke with Juan Moroni Omatod, our Vice President of Clinical Operations, about the different ways we can help to create access to care for low-income and uninsured patients. Juan provides us a broad scope of the services we offer and how our holistic care model is integral to improving the physical, mental, and spiritual health of those we serve. Juan, what are some of the barriers to care in South Texas?
In our South Texas service area alone, there's a mix of urban centers, and then there are some areas that are quite rural. And so you have the geographic challenge. There's also the access to care barrier in terms of whether or not people are insured. With our mission being to serve underserved communities, we find sometimes that that not only includes low income uninsured, it also includes some individuals who are underinsured, certainly for certain types of services. So there's the geographic challenge. There's also the challenge of whether or not people have health insurance as an avenue for access. And then with that comes the whole conversation around affordability. It's a very complicated issue when we talk about access to care, why people don't have it, and how we can eliminate the barriers that prevent people from being able to effectively access care.
So now that we've talked about the barriers, how are we creating access to care for them?
As an organization, we do some of that. We provide some of that access directly. We own and operate direct services, the majority of which are here in San Antonio and Bexar County. But we also do have team members who are based in the other 73 counties within our region. And our regional team members also work very closely with partners that we have throughout the service area. So one of the other ways that we provide access to care or facilitate access to care is by establishing partnerships with other organizations who are doing similar work.
So those services that we just talked about, how are they integral to our mission?
So our mission is serving humanity to honor God, to improve the physical, mental, and spiritual health of the least served in our service area, which is the Rio Texas Conference of the United Methodist Church. All of the services that we provide directly impact in some way or the other at least one of those areas. And for the most part, they impact all of them. It's the holistic care model. One of the key objectives that we do as part of our mission work is to facilitate access.
Can you explain a little more about how we provide services to patients locally and regionally?
So we locally, here in San Antonio, the Bexar County area, we have physical location. We are currently accepting new patients at all of our locations here in San Antonio, our Wesley Health and Wellness Center, our Bishop Ernest T. Dixon Clinic, and as well as our school-based health centers that are based in Guadalupe County. We are excited about opening a larger Dixon Clinic in 2018 with expanded services. And so it's just another opportunity to bring more services and to facilitate additional access to care in our community. Regionally, we have team members who are primarily based in our service area, United Methodist Churches. The Wesley nurses themselves provide some of the similar resources that we would here in San Antonio, but then they also are fully aware of clinical resources and other resources in their local community that they can help to connect people to. So each of them is like a walking network. And then we also have community-based counselors, and they work closely with the Wesley nurses if they're co-located in a city or a county. And they provide mental health counseling, but then they also, again, are aware of other resources that they can connect individuals to out there in their local area.
What is unique about our care model?
So we are a faith-based organization, and all of our work is first and foremost steeped in our mission and in our core values. We're looking to help meet the needs of the whole person, or to meet the needs of the family. Our team is always looking to kind of do a full assessment, you know, of the family or the individual as best as possible to identify how we can help them to take full advantage of what we offer, the services that we offer, or to connect them with other services, especially if they're not from here locally, to connect them to other services in their home community.
Sort of building families to be healthy and strong and more confident in their lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. And healthy individuals make healthy families, and healthy families make healthy communities.
Until our next Bold Conversation, I'm Cassandra Martinez.